It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences the story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts, or on LincolnKY.com.
The Independence City Council unanimously approved a development plan for a full-service Starbucks at their meeting Monday night. The coffee shop will appear on Centennial Boulevard along Madison Pike, across from the Kroger Marketplace, and between Walnut Hall Drive and Buffalo Wild Wings. Construction is expected to be completed next spring. The shop's site is currently vacant and spans about 1.5 acres. The building itself will be 2,480 square feet and feature a drive-through and 34 off-street parking spaces. The site has gone through several development prospects since the early 2000s. A previous development plan for the site had proposed a daycare center, but Kenton County Planning and Development Services approved the change to a Starbucks in December of 2023. The coffee shop will share an access point off Madison Pike with Buffalo Wild Wings, and there was some discussion among the council members about traffic. City Administrator Chris Mariconi cited data provided by Starbucks Midwest Corporate Division that put the expected number of cars at the restaurant at about 450 per day. Peak hours would be morning and likely would not overlap with the peak hours of the adjacent businesses. Mayor Chris Rainersman admitted that additional business would likely increase traffic, but not to unreasonable levels. In the end, the council approved the development plan unanimously. Construction is slated to begin this fall in either September or October, with an expected completion date sometime in March or April of 2025. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet District 6 has reduced the weight limit for vehicles traveling across the KY-8 Licking River Bridge, known more commonly as the 4th Street Bridge, which connects Newport and Covington. The new limit is 12 tons, a reduction of the previous 17-ton limit. Additionally, traffic on the bridge has been reduced to a single lane. The bridge remains safe for pedestrian use. A press release from the cabinet states that the change follows a recent inspection of the bridge, which revealed deteriorated steel in the bridge's infrastructure. The cabinet's engineers recommended these changes to prevent further deterioration while repairs were made. The sidewalks on both sides of the bridge will remain open. The reduced weight limit will prevent school buses from using the bridge, according to the cabinet. The previous 17-ton reduced weight limit prevented fire trucks, loaded garbage trucks, loaded tractor trailers, and Transit Authority of Northern Kentucky buses from using the bridge. Vehicles exceeding the weight limit are advised to detour using the KY-1120 or the 11th Street Bridge, or find a different route. The cabinet is currently assessing repair options, and the announcement did not share a timeline for restoring the previous weight limit. CorpRex, the Covington-based real estate investment firm behind the $1 billion Ovation project in Newport, is partnering with Artworks on two murals set to debut at the development's soon-to-be-open Homewood Suites Hotel. Both murals are set to be completed by early summer and bring life to the concept of CASA, or Color, Art, Sound, and Architecture. The first mural, Sunrise, was designed by Adrian Dixon, a multidisciplinary artist, art director, and arts administrator. Dixon currently serves as an adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati and as a creative projects manager at Artworks Cincinnati. Dixon's mural will be positioned at the eastern end of the hotel, facing the MegaCorp Pavilion. The second mural, I Wrap Myself in Starlight, was created by Emily Howard. She has served as an art teacher for several schools across Northern Kentucky and has participated in various roles in the Artworks Summer Mural Program. Her mural will be situated on 3rd Street on the west end of the building, overlooking the Ovation Office Building and the Ohio Riverfront. The painting of both murals began on April 19th. Two additional murals are coming to Ovation in 2024 through direct partnership between CorpRex and a locally based artist, which will be located on the Boardwalk Residences. Those are your daily headlines for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Once again, for Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll talk to you tomorrow. thanks for listening.